Now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great guest for you today. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing is here talking about the bass fishing capital of the world. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Hey, San Diego, the Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. And experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise, available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Ish, you know, we're halfway we speak. Hopefully everybody's listening on the app. Having a little radio issue, as sometimes happens on 1090. But our favorite Let's Talk Hookup app, as we always say, that's the best way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And for those of you that are listening live right now, that's where we are, baby.
Yeah. Listen on the Let's Talk Hookup app with Captain Brian Woolley.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Woolley?
Great to have you. And fantastic time to be talking about fishing at Dana War Sport Fishing.
Yeah, it's been an interesting start to our season. Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of, we talked about it a time or two, I think, when I was here before. It just seems everything, for us, seems like a little delayed. Everything's just, you know, six weeks kind of behind schedule is how it feels. It was similar last summer for us, for sure. So maybe it's a new normal. I don't know, but
lots of ebb and flow to the season. Like, 100%. The reports from Dana Wharf were so tumultuous, isn't the right word, but like 1 week, it's like, oh my God, like every trip, everything biting, and then the next week, you know, a condition change where it's a little more struggle, and the next one, like, banner everything, and the next one, these guys caught them, and this one didn't. It's been, you know,
it's been up and down.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep.
But with that said, lots of ups this year, too.
Totally. No, the guys that are, you know, making a run, like Marcus on the Fury, he's had gotten into that great yellowtail fishing over at Clemente. We've had some good days at Catalina. We've had some great days along the beach. And, you know, our six-pack guys getting out and catching some tuna and stuff, too. So it's all there. All those elements are there. It just, we haven't found the continuity and the consistency that we're more accustomed to later in the season. So it'll develop and it'll work out. It's just, I think fishermen are just, you know, we're impatient.
Right? Yeah, no
we want
doubt.
It now because, you know, we know how good it gets and we know how fun it can be. It's just a matter of, you know, it's in its own process. You have zero control over it. You just got to kind of roll with it. So
yeah, for sure. But it's just, it's well, they predicted this, a La Nina
right.
year, right?
Right.
Colder water. Stirred up water. I mean, one day it's 71, one day it's 62, right?
Totally. And that was us last weekend, right? We went to bed and woke up the next day, and the water dropped 8 degrees.
Come on.
And it's just like, okay, this is going to be a fun week.
Yeah.
Right? And just waiting for things to kind of shape up, and it does. It'll get with it. And that's just kind of been the nature of our summer. But with that being said, we're still doing what we can. We're getting the boats out every day, and we're catching stuff. So, you know, it just condition sets are what they are, and you adapt and you move and you make things work.
One thing you guys do that I always love hearing the report of, and now we get to get the live update, how's the release bass tournament going? And give us the whole details about what that is and the whole
cool. So that was just a fun thing that, we came up with
I
over there to get people out. What's awesome about all of it is all of the entry fee that's generated through this all goes to CCA.
Sick. You guys are so
wow, that is so cool.
Not, you know, it's not buying prizes. It's not going into Dana Wharf's coffers. It's all going to CCA. So it's catch and release. It's June, July, August. Catch and release calico bass, sand bass. Our big fish last month was 7.6, I think it was a calico.
Nice one.
So I don't know what the leader is yet here for August. But, yeah, any open party trip, you buy in. When you get to the landing in the morning, it's $5. You're entered. You catch and release fish that, you know, meet or exceed whatever that weight limit is for where they're at, and you're entered. And you're
I love that. So. It's a, and it's just a side pot. You can choose
total
to enter, you can choose to not. Fish has
yep.
to be released.
Absolutely.
I think it's so cool.
And it's cool. We got awesome sponsors. Our
right.
sponsors have been fantastic. So it's been fun. And the guys that are winning the prizes, like Corey donated 2 boxes of awesome baits as one of the prizes. And the guys are super stoked on everything from, you know, our Daiwa sponsors, if I can name them here.
Of course.
Fishworks, Daiwa, Turner's, Hogan's, Costa. Like, we've got some
That's
solid,
some big hitters. That's
sponsors.
Cool.
So it's been great.
And so the winner wins, like, a prize pack of
There's
of
a first and second
stuff.
Place
okay.
prize.
Cool.
Yep.
Where have the big fish come from in the winning months?
So it's funny. The one that won last was caught on the Twilight Trip.
Okay.
Just over some good open hard bottom, you know. We don't have a whole bunch of kelp in our zone right now, so most of the fish have come over the open hard bottom mm-hmm. and on live sardines.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yep.
And a 7-pounder.
It was a good one.
That's a really nice
that's
one.
A nice one.
And where's the leaderboard sitting for August so far?
So I'm not exactly sure what the top one is. I don't think it's anywhere near 7 pounds. I wouldn't think we've had any of those big ones here yet.
So it's wide open for somebody to come
open.
In with a nice
someone
big bass.
Come in and swoop, easily come in and swoop in August.
And does it have to be a local trip? Can it be, like, what's
it
the
does.
Parameters.
So it's all coastal.
Okay.
So it's not open to charters.
Okay.
And it's not open to Clemania or Catalina.
So an open party coastal trip.
Exactly.
Half day, three-quarter day.
Half day, three-quarter day, twilight.
That's so rad.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's cool. It gets a little bit of, you know, guys, you know, fishing hard for something cool, and ultimately at the end of the day benefits CCA. So.
Yeah. One thing we always talk about that I like so much about Dana Wharf, when you mention that half day, three quarter day twilight, is you guys shuffle boats around to take care of the customers, and that's something that's unique to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing that I think is so cool that not everybody does, is you're so family customer first that you'll shuffle whatever charter boat around to make sure that you always have something to accommodate everybody.
Absolutely.
Like, the boat not might be the same, but the run will be there.
Totally.
You know, 9 times out of 10, no matter what you can do, you guys always try to provide that.
We do. You know, we'll try and, you know, fill in some open party stuff around the charter business. The tricky part of that is when you're running the boat, right?
God.
One day you're running 2 half-day trips. The next day you're at Catalina. The next day you're offshore. So you got to kind of keep
sure.
a pulse on what's going on everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool, too. I enjoy it. Like, you know,
keeps you on your toes.
We'll half-day fish a couple days this week, and we'll be at Catalina a few days this week. And, you know, we just got to kind of figure out what's going
That's
on.
That's really cool.
So.
And also why Dana Wharf has so many great captains. I mean, you guys are, you see everything. You fish coastal, you fish the beach, you fish the islands. I mean, every one of your guys does it all the time. And
absolutely.
And why, you know, you guys have such a reputation for having such good guys behind the wheels of the boat.
Totally. And our guys, we've had guys there for a long time.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
We've had some good runs with guys running our boats, and it's been fun. And we have a great location. We're close to Clemente for overnight stuff. Catalina is a good strike. You know, offshore banks, when that stuff, that offshore fish is there, is within easy striking range. And our bass fishing and stuff like that through the habitats that we have both above our harbor and below our harbor is pretty pretty conducive.
Dana Wharf kind of hits all the buttons that you would hope for good sport fishing. There's great parking. There's really nice boats. You have a really good office staff. The closest of any sport fishing boat to bait and then to open water and then great fishing right in front of the harbor or, like you said, close distance if you are trying to shoot out to an island. Like, all the things you could hope for is what you guys
do. Absolutely. And, you know, we have awesome bait.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry. We have a great, our bait company, you know, Everingham just does everything in their power to, you know, keep the best possible life.
That's cool.
Course too, so it's huge.
What's baitland been like this year?
So we've primarily been fishing with mostly sardine this year. We have, over the last couple of weeks, had some nice loads of anchovy. Those guys have worked tirelessly to get some of that into our accounts or into our receivers there for us for our bass fishing. But it's beautiful bait.
That's
and,
cool.
You know, it's the receiver's small enough to where, you know, it's a perfect size where it keeps the right amount of bait to service the fleet and the private boat fleet. But, you know, it's not massive. They're able to keep it replenished at a good opportunity. So, you know, they do have cured bait for the guys that want that, but the bait's always been fresh and nice.
That's cool.
We've had really good bait this summer.
And I just can't imagine what difference that makes, you know, from when, I mean, you were around when it wasn't that way totally. All the time. Like
totally. I mean, there's bait anxiety, right? I mean, you get there, like, what are we going to get today? And those guys do a phenomenal job of, as they do here too, right? I mean, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. But we're very fortunate.
You just forget. I mean, they're Everingham Bait Brothers, we're so lucky to have here that you literally forget how automatic things are, that not everywhere you just get to drive up to a place and throw the line over and put as much live bait on the boat as you could possibly want and then start your day. Like every other fishery in the world, you're either paying a fortune for single baits or it just doesn't exist, or catch your own or use a frozen. I mean, it just, we just forget. You know, we forget how lucky we have it here.
It's not a, you know, panic, we got to go meet the boat
totally
on the water someplace. It's there.
Yeah. Pull right up. Scoop it up.
There you go, man.
Totally. Yeah. Where else in the world can you do that?
Yeah, where?
Yeah. Thanks to the Everingham Brothers, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And so Clementi, I mean, you guys fish Clementi a lot,
we do.
Catalina.
Yeah, we've added a cool element to our arsenal this year, too, with that new San Mateo, that Delta that,
that's a
that
cool boat.
Hanson's bought. Allows
now, describe that boat.
So it's a 43-foot Delta, you know, something like you'd see up in the Northwest, right?
Yeah.
It's like a smaller version of
cool
Outer Limits,
boat.
Right?
They're so bitching. They're like kind of low to the water. They're sleek.
Platform.
They just look fast. You see that thing tied to the docks, like, dude, that thing's fast.
They are fast. I mean, the guy Chase that runs that boat, we left yesterday at 5:30 to go fish Catalina, and he passed me, and he was fishing on a three-quarter day, you know, before we even, you know, he beat me to the island by an hour,
right?
And he left after me. But it's allowed us to have a good opportunity to, you know, get a all-day element over to Clementi.
That's cool.
So, and it's going to be great when this offshore stuff kind of comes together, too, just an added little deal for our people. But, yeah, you know, Marcus has had some great fishing. It sounds like that stuff's kind of been a little up and down the last few days. But when, you know, there's the current and things line up, it sounds like it's just been phenomenal fishing.
That New San Mateo, is that all charter or their open party trips?
So there are open party trips on that boat. They fish 12 guys, open party. It's a little, you know, price will go up depending on, you know, how far they need to go for fish and whatnot. But, yeah, it's limited to 12 on an open party trip. If you charter the boat, I think they had 17 guys on the boat yesterday. So there's always, you know, you can bring what you need to bring up to capacity there on your charter. But open party is 12 guys, and
it's sick.
Fish is phenomenal. Three deckhands, you know, three crew, captain and, you know, two other deckhands on there. So you're well taken care of. The tackle that's available on the boat, so, you know, it's all dial equipment. It's top
of line
stuff. So it's all set up really good for those guys.
What a nice program.
You guys at Dana Wharf know somebody at Daiwa to help you with the hookup on all that.
Hey, what are you kidding me?
So, yeah, it's been great. It's got RSW, so everything stays nice and
fresh. Hey, that's rad. Yeah. What a cool rig.
Wow.
That's a cool boat.
Yeah, and maximum of how many people?
So I think the max charter, I mean, I don't think you'd want to fish more than 20 people in there on a charter.
Yeah.
But it was like,
but how cool is it with 12. Those 12? Yeah.
Ideal.
Yeah, you elevate the ticket price a little bit, and you only have to run with 12 dudes. I mean, think about that. That's a, you know, that's a big boat with 12 guys on it. That's awesome.
You know, I could be wrong, like $250, right, is in the ballpark, but these guys are paying for an all-day fishing trip at Clementi.
That's crazy,
and,
man.
You know,
that's crazy.
So there's no bunks. It's not an overnight. It's
no.
Like, but it's fast.
It's,
so
that's
it's
the thing. Yeah, you can fish Clementi on a full day.
Yeah, you're there on a full day. So
how about that?
So sick.
Yeah,
very, very
cool
nice
deal.
That's good stuff. What else is new at Dana Wharf?
Gosh, man. Let's see. I, you know, they're building our parking structure out in our parking lot.
Oh,
that's
they are.
Kind of a big deal. So,
so where is the parking structure? Right in front?
It's out.
Or is it out to the, as you come in?
As you come in on Harbor Drive and you turn left on the Golden Lantern to pull in, it's right on that corner across from where the restaurant is.
On the left side?
Yeah, on the left hand side.
Okay, where the boat storage was.
Close, yes. Yeah. That same little parcel, like the launch ramp, it's in the same little vicinity as the launch ramp, but on the more kind of west side of the parking area. They're cranking on it. They've got a couple levels already poured and up. And they're grinding away on that thing.
So what's that going to do for you?
That's going to add 1,000 parking spots.
1,000.
Wow.
And it's for Dana Worth Sport Fishing?
Well, it's for the harbor.
For the harbor.
It will be, you know, for
Why can't it be just be for Dana Worth Sport Fishing?
Right. Yeah, I don't think we have the capacity to fit 1,000 people.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But
yeah.
It's just another added element of, you know, the harbor. They're just revitalizing a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
I love it. They're changing some of the dock configurations. They are going to do some building.
That's going to help a lot.
And stuff like that. It's going to make it nice. When it's going to be completed, I don't know. I'm not kind of in on any of that info. But the visual that you can see that they're working on. Yeah, it's a little hectic. Parking can be a little chaotic and stuff right now. But, you know, our anglers are there early enough in the morning where they can, you know, make a short little walk. It's going to be great when it's done.
What boat do we typically find you on when we're fishing, Willie?
So I'm always on the Sunfun. I've been on that boat for 27 years for a long time.
The runs may bounce around, but Willie doesn't.
I'll be there.
You're always,
I'll have my days off where we'll have another guy running the
boat. Of course.
Perfectly capable, which is awesome about Dana Wharf, too. We have perfectly capable guys, you know, moving around when guys are gone. But, I'll be on the Sun Fun, and like I said, we'll run anything from half day to twilights to all days and offshore.
And is that way, I mean, most of the skippers on most of the boats, too, do most commonly, you know, Marcus always run his run, and Pico always driving his boat, and the boats do musical chairs, but not necessarily
not the
captain.
Operator. Okay. Yeah, the operator's always on the boat, and the run, really, this time of year, none of our boats have a dedicated run. They really haven't for a really long time. Maybe in the wintertime, the boat's going to be more prone to running a three-quarter day and a half day. But this time of year.
I love that.
You're three-quarter day.
We'll run three-quarter day or all day or all whatever. Day. Yeah. We're all over the place.
So the Sun Fun, a lot of history. Don Hanson's first boat, right?
Yep.
Same boat?
Same boat.
Unbelievable.
Off the pier.
Built when?
Built in, I think it was 58.
Wow.
So... yeah, it's the same hole as, like, the Mission Bell, the Kalani is the same hole, the Sea Watch, they're all kind of the same hole. They're configured, obviously, different above the deck there, but this is a timeless hole, nice steel, and,
Steel.
Still alive and cranking.
Yeah, that's badass.
Wow. The opening chapter of Michael Folks' History of Sport Fishing features the Sun Fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'll which is really cool. And so that shows you some of the history and how it used to operate off the pier and stuff like that. So, that's...
Same with the...
So you're driving history, man.
It's a great old boat. It's awesome.
Yeah.
No.
And she gets licked.
It's
still works. Single screw?
Nope. Twin screw.
Twin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it goes.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about here on Let's Talk Hook Up with Captain Brian Willie from Dana Worth Sport Fishing.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like you said, just so much going on and so much fishing that they cover at Dana Worth Sport Fishing, from the coast to the islands, inshore and offshore. And now we're just going to have a great day talking about it, talking about our favorite boats and our favorite trips to Dana Worth. And we want to talk to you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup, or send us a text. Again, texting the show, the most popular way here on Let's Talk Hookup these days, and the only way you can send in your text is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You'll always find Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when you do text in your questions to Willie, make sure you include your contact information, your name, and a phone number, because we are giving away a great prize at the end of today's show. When we come back, we're going to be telling you all about it. Lots of great info coming your way, catch reports coming your way, and a whole lot of fun with Captain Brian Willie, Dana Worth Sport Fishing. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Hey, it's time to talk about where it's always biting, and that is Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. I was in there the other day. We had some fresh Pacific Northwest salmon that was like some of the best king salmon I've ever had. Fresh. From the, like, super fatty. And, I mean, the array of fish that they have, unbelievable.
I mean, their cooked case is the thing that blows me away, too, all the time. All the smoked fish that those guys do, off the charts. And then, if you look in there, all of the shrimp and lobster and lump crab and all that kind of stuff that those guys do, amazing. Fish case is just unbelievable, too. Like, the array that they get, like you say, whether it be a troll caught salmon from Alaska or Baqueta from down in Mexico, local sea bass, local halibut. Yeah. I love it. It's so killer.
It's pretty amazing. And then, of course, for lunch or dinner, nothing's better. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at American Anglers. sportfishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing on that Let's Talk Hook Up app and talking a lot of fun. Hey, again, we're ready to talk to you. Phones are already packed up. If you want to get your shot today, give us a call, 213-432-1090. As we mentioned, a fantastic prize today. And, man, thanks so much to Wooly and just the whole family at Dana War Sport Fishing. And that's what it really is. It's a family-run business. And, you know, the family is the Hansons, but really it's all of you guys. I mean, like, you said it best. I mean, you've been there for how many years?
27, and there's guys, they've been there way longer than me.
That's what I was just going to say. You're still a spring chicken compared to some of the boys here. I mean, it's a real family-run spot, and we just want to say thanks so much because we are going to get to wave away a couple of rad prizes. Once again, there will be no coin flip to determine a winner, but it will determine what the winner's getting because we're giving away a prize to both the callers and the texters today. On the caller side, we're going to be giving away 2 half-day trips on board at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and then we're also to the we're going to give away 2 half days to one caller or texter, and then 2 3-quarter days to a caller or texter. The coin cost is going to flip who wins 3-quarter versus half.
That's awesome. So if they're going on the 3-quarter, they're likely going fishing with you,
possibly.
Yeah,
or the half day.
Depends on
I say. That's what's so cool about Dana Wharf.
You don't know what you're running, but you're right. But you're on the sump fund no matter what.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
what I love about it. It's so cool. Like, there will be a half day. There there will be a three-quarter day. Yep. You don't know what boat it's going to be because that boat might be chartered. And if that boat's chartered, instead of telling the guys, hey, sorry about it, guys, come back tomorrow, no way, man, we'll slide another boat in. We'll take you fishing. That's what we do.
For sure.
I love it.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
How about we start it off this morning with Alex? He's calling us from San Carlos. Alex, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just wondering, I've never fished out over in that area. Do you guys ever do, like, trips where you can maybe, like, hit up Catalina and try to get, like, yellowtail and then maybe go a little bit more offshore and go for bluefin? Is there a particular trip you guys go for?
Yeah, absolutely. We fished Catalina yesterday, and we'll be there tomorrow. We do have boats.
On a three-quarter day.
On all day.
On an all day.
Yeah, five to five trips. Sorry, thanks for that clarification.
Sure.
Yeah, on an all day trip. We do, you know, it's not every single day that we have a boat at the island. Again, we try and have our three-quarter day and our, you know, half-day trips kind of take precedent over that. If there's an open boat, then, yeah, we'll put an all-day trip online. And then as far as fishing offshore, yeah, if there's fish in our area and we can get to it, we'll fish it. We've had some really good, you know, past seasons offshore when that fish has been around, and we've made some good catches, and, you know, all of our boats are capable of, you know, getting out to that zone if that stuff's within our striking range and, you know, making catches. The Dana Pride, you know, they have plenty of bait capacity and an ocean's route, which gives them that, you know, added ability to go a little bit further offshore than some of the other guys are able to. And, yeah, we have the platforms and the capability to get out there and make those catches if that stuff's around.
That's cool.
That's so cool. Yeah, awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Just, like, the versatility. And you're so close to Catalina.
Yeah, I mean, for a 10-knot boat, yeah, it's a three-hour ride, right,
yeah,
to get to the island, which is, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, it's plenty close to fish it on an all-day.
Hey, Derek.
And a place where it was lush for 20 years in one season can just be gone. You know, like, it's so wild.
The fastest growing plant on the earth, right?
Yeah, I mean, supposedly stuff can grow a few feet a day, right, and off in the water conditions and stuff. So, yeah, who knows?
Yeah,
it's so important to the... To what you do, right? Especially calicos and stuff like that. Having the kelp come back, huge.
It's big. And it's nice having it. And what's funny is, you know, we'll go through these years and, you know, some of our anglers will forget how to fish in it.
I'm sure. Oh, I'm like, totally sure. Yeah, absolutely.
How do I, you know, where do I cast?
Yeah, when this is what we, you know, I'm a regular and I fish on the Sum Fun twice a week every summer, you know, all day long.
Right.
And do the same thing all the time. And then you do, you know, gear switch and you fish hard bottom the whole time. You come back to it. It's a different deal. Yeah. You're fishing with a different bait and a different style.
You're pulling line off your reels and putting all monofilament back
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Yeah, guys have to switch up rods and all kinds of stuff.
That's fun. Well, I had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, everybody. Brian, is Dana Wharf going to do the Halibut Derby this year? It's my favorite. I drive down from Buena Park to participate. I love it. Keep up the great work. That's from Mark in Buena Park.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to kick that thing off for sure. In fact, we've had some good halibut fishing as of late. Some of our smaller six-pack boats have been in drifting up some nice ones, and on some of our open party trips, we've seen some really nice ones. But yeah, we'll get that back on board. We'll put something out when we kick that off here towards the end of the year.
So my phone hasn't taken every single halibut off of the San Clemente coastline.
No, and my phone has stopped ringing.
There's still some to be had.
There's still there
okay.
for everybody, Mike.
Well, all right, Mark. Well, halibut derby to come. How about we jump back into the phones and speaking of Dana Point, talk to Chuck. Call us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
So I have a great text there while we're waiting for Chuck. Kenny in San Diego says, good morning. As always, great hearing Captain Brian Woolley report on the radio and the full in-studio bonus for 2 hours. Yeah, we normally just get him for like 90 seconds, but we got him for the whole time. Captain Woolley wants you, what's your favorite type of fishing and what other kinds of things do you like to do in your spare time?
Oh, man. You know, I have three kids, and two of my boys really like to fish. I like getting them out. You know, I've had them out Catalina with me a time or two this summer. You know, a little bit of surf fishing here and there. I enjoy spending time with them, watching them catch fish. But, you know, I like just fly line live bait fishing. I think for me that's what I like, be it kelp, bass, yellowtail. You know, being on the water every single day, you see guys that either really know how to fly line a bait or don't. It's almost like it's a lost art.
I'm sure.
Especially with the smaller baits. And I think, you know, we're kind of at that, you know, that proving ground, right, where guys cut their teeth and really learn how to get a bait away from the boat and how to fish a live bait. And that translates into, you know, what's next, right? Your bigger game fish offshore and whatnot. But I think something that we see a lot of is just guys trying to figure out how to fly line a live bait. Like I said, we see guys that are really good at it, and then we see, you know, like I said, this is like a lost art.
Yeah.
A lot of guys just...
You talk about it translating to bigger fish offshore. Nobody steps on to a longer range boat and has better success than the full day boat regular.
Totally.
Ever. You know what I mean? Like that's the guy who always is the highliner, who fishes twice a week or once a week all the time, and then goes through thousands of baits a year. And, you know, the art of picking a bait out of the hand well and pinning a hook on it and putting it into the water is just effortless, and 100%. Knowing when it's time to yank it out and knowing when it's time to put another one in. That's the
definitely
learning how to fish a live bait happens on the sump fun.
On the half day trip.
Totally.
We'll do what we can to help you get through the learning process, right? Well, from picking the bait to getting on the hook fast to how big's your hook to whatever it needs. But it really is, and I think you summed it up perfectly. You know, being able to do that and have that as, you know, part of your fishing acumen it's monumental, I think,
yeah,
in anyone's success at any level wherever you're fishing.
What's the number one mistake that you see, or maybe common mistakes that you see? I mean, you guys see everything and all the time. What are things that hurt guys in their live bait game?
Right out of the gate, the wrong bait in the hand well.
Okay.
Right? The guy that's on the tank chumming or doing whatever, doing his best to, you know, get the slower baits out of the hand wells and over the side of his chum. And then hook size. I think it's very important that, you know, we see guys tying on their hooks every morning before the boat's even slid to the bait receiver.
Right. That's a great point.
So take a second, see what's going into the hand wells or into the tank before you tie on your hooks. Just small little things like that, or ask the crew, what do we have for bait? What
sure.
do you think we're going to have for bait before you tie stuff on? And I get it. People are excited and want to get their stuff set up so they can focus on whatever else. But those two little things, I think, would make a big difference. And cycling through baits. And you hear it on any of these tuna boats, right? Change your baits. This is one of those things that we feel as operators falls on deaf ears, but it's so critical that you change your baits frequently. I tell my passengers, if you're winding in your bait and that thought of, should I change my bait, goes through your mind, the answer every time is yes.
Yeah, totally, right?
Just do it. Just spend the time and do it, and it's going to make a gigantic difference in your success. It's that simple. But that doesn't happen.
It's the same level of importance for a calico bass as it is for a tuna.
100%.
Yet, for some reason, it doesn't seem to get treated the same way when your bait's in the swimming in the kelp.
Yep. 100%.
And I always say the same thing, and I'm going to say it again, even though we've all said it 100 times. Like, you always know, like, every one of us who have fished with a fly line sardine, you always know when you fire a bait in the water and it takes off, and instantly in your mind, like, oh man, this thing's going to get a bite. Like,
yep.
We've all been there. Like, everybody's pinned a bait on it, they hit the water and took off, and you know, like, oof, it's just a matter of time, this thing's going to get a bite. And they, 9 times out of 10, they do. And if you're not fishing that bait, well, then keep recycling them until you are.
Cycle through. And, you know, when you're offshore fishing, you're fishing with sardine or whatever that bait's in the water, other than maybe a yellowtail or, you know, a mahi or a tuna, there's not a lot out there that's going to bat your bait around.
Right.
You cast the bait into the kelp, you've got your mackerel, your barracuda, your short bass, your smelt, all that stuff beating your bait up as it's finding its way into the kelp. Even more so of a reason to, you know, make sure you're changing that stuff.
What a good call.
Abused before it even, you know, a lot of times has a chance to find its way to the right fish.
Yeah. So give us an example. Okay, you're putting, like yesterday, what'd you put in this receiver, and then what did you have people tie on?
So we had a small anchovy, sorry, and a little bit of sardines. So the guys fishing the sardines had some 1/0 hooks, and the guys fishing the smaller anchovies were fishing number 4 hooks.
Number 4.
On a little bit lighter leader and, you know, 15 to 20 pound line versus, you know, 20 to 25 for the sardine.
Okay.
So it's just a scale, right? So
gotcha.
Big hook, a little bit bigger bait, smaller, delicate baits. You're going to want to go with a finer, smaller hook.
And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of differences in hooks these days also. You can get, you know, super skinny wire that might be too skinny to catch a big tuna, and a big, you know, heavy gauge wire that's great for a tuna, but no reason to slow your bait down and drag around a chove. Like, you know, even the gauge of wire of the hook is important.
Totally. And, you know, those finer point hooks are great, but a lot of times they go in fine, right? And a lot of times they back out of the bait,
just
too,
as easy,
right? So something that you can get good bite on your bait, whether you're collar hooking it, you're hooking it through the back or the nose hooking, however you prefer to hook your baits, just make sure you have a good hook. And a lot of it, too, I think, is just a confidence thing, too. What do you feel best? You know, what hook do you prefer? What knot can you tie into that hook to where you have that confidence and you go into it knowing, hey, this is the setup that I succeed with. Now I'm going to just take the next element and change my baits and do whatever and just kind of put it all together and make it work.
Yeah. On the same note, Nick in Chula Vista has very similar questions from our texting through our app here. He says, does hook placement matter when fly lining? Where do you put the hook on the live bait? Anchovy versus sardine.
Yeah, great question.
If you're straight fly lining, yeah, it does matter. Your anchovies, again, are delicate baits. You're probably not going to back hook an anchovy like you would a sardine. You know, you're probably either going to delicately nose hook that anchovy, or I prefer a collar hook on an anchovy. Sliding egg sinker.
What does that mean, a collar hook?
So a collar hook, if you're holding the bait straight up in the air, right, or in your hand straight up, you can kind of see where the gill plate comes along the side of that collar of the bait. You're going to poke the end of the hook just barely through the collar down towards the tail, pointed towards the tail, and then lightly poke it back out around that collar hook where that gill plate fits against the curvature of the fish.
It's the bone that the gill plate, yep, like bumps
right in front of their
right next
plate
to.
Okay. Yep. Delicate, right? Those fish have fine gill filaments in there and stuff like that. So that's where you probably want to make sure you have a sharper hook that you can get in and get it on the bait and back out in the water quick, versus, you know, pinning a sardine through the nose, the back, or shoulder hooking, something like that.
Collar hook, you do it wrong, the bait dies. You do it right, it probably swims the best.
Absolutely. You know, and you can probably get three minutes maybe out of an anchovy that's collar hook proper. So get it on your hook fast and into the water. You know, again, this is where that element of being able to make the right cast, having the right setup to get the bait away from the boat, really comes into play. And you learn that by repetition.
You said you like to have your guy on the tank try to keep the slower baits out of the tank, and you know that you as the crew are trying to do your best job of putting just the primo in there. What are you and your crew looking for when you're in that situation? Like what are you trying to keep out of the tank versus what's the good versus what's the bad, just totally by eyeball sake?
So, you know, you got your baits, both sardines or anchovies, that might have a little bit of weird red color on them, right? They're a little bit beat up on the sardine side. Maybe it's missing a bunch of scales. Those are the easy ones to catch, and those aren't the ones you want. Guys that take, you know, 20 seconds to kind of look at a hand well, maybe find a bait that's better than the rest color wise and swimming, that's a big deal. And don't be shy. We usually have a guy on the bait tank, right, that's managing the bait, giving it hand wells and chumming and whatnot. Don't be shy, be like, hey, there's something in the handle doesn't look great. Maybe you could reload or do something like that. Yeah. Talk to the guy. Like, of course, yeah, we're not going to tell you no. We're not going to give you a fresh little dip of bait into the handle. So, you know, I think sometimes people are scared to ask.
Sure.
You know, don't be scared. We want to see.
Yeah.
We want to see
you
catch
know
a fish.
Especially
more
you
than
guys,
you want to catch a fish.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
For sure.
Totally.
So yeah, there's nothing wrong with asking for something if it looks bad. And if it looks bad, tell us. We'll get it out of the handwells and over the side as best we can. So
for sure.
That's good dope there, man.
All right,
great.
Phones are back up. Let's try it.
Yeah, you got it. Chuck from Dana Point, we got you back there, buddy. Good morning.
We got it, man. How are you guys?
Yeah, buddy, go ahead.
No way. Hey, yesterday I had deja vu. My son's down there casting along the dock. Shows me a picture of outside the harbor. It reminded me of, like, the late 70s, like the Barracuda and the Bonita were out there. What was going on? There was, like, 50 boats. And this is the University of Fishing here, this guy. He's well-known up and down the coast, wherever you go. You mentioned Willie, somebody on that boat.
So,
and, you know, I just,
it had nothing to do with fishing. It was an outrigger canoe race. yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Yeah, it had nothing to do with anyone fishing. Lots of boats.
Packed house yesterday,
yeah,
though.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Canoe race. not fishing. Not wide open fishing.
Not fishing.
It's August.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
There you are, Chuck. Hey, appreciate the phone call. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's the perfect time to cruise on in and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal. During Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event from now until August 30th, 2024, eligible new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include up to 7 years of coverage protection, and 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with up to 5 years. Need portable power? Then this will be a hit too. New 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $250 in dealer credit. Cruise your way through saving during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a 24-month Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is administered by Automotive Warranty Services of Florida, Incorporated. 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois. 606-046-937-3983. License number 600-23.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Great info. Having fun talking Dana War Sport Fishing. Again, if you want to get through, join us this morning on the phones, 213-432-1090, or send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Lots of really good texts coming through this morning. And, boy, we mentioned it before, giving away a couple of great prizes. Two half-day trips going to one lucky winner, and then two three-quarter-day trips going to another lucky winner. The coin is going to decide who gets the half-day and who gets the three-quarter-day based on calling. And texters.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a fun morning.
So yeah, definitely get through on the phone, 213-432-1090. Lots of texts coming through. Everybody listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app, thanks for your participation. Appreciate that very much. And catch report right now, right?
You got it, man. It's time for the catch report. Today we've been talking about the importance of great hooks all morning, and Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks, but they're also much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you've tried one, you'll want more. They're such an amazing fillet knife, and all the new tools are very special, including the brand new Spectra pliers that are made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. What a cool idea that is.
Yeah.
In the boat, in the hand well, never having a rusty set of shears again on the boat. You can see your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com for more information. And boy, like I said, this is when we don't normally get to get our couple of minutes in with Wooly, but we're lucky to have him in the studio. He gave us a great rundown at the beginning of the show, but what have been some of the highlights this week in terms of catch report up at Dana War?
You know, our water temperature bounced back. Last week, like I said, on Sunday, it was 62 degrees. It was cold. Yeah. And then, you know, yesterday was 71 on the beach. So a big jump.
Unreal.
Yeah, in 5-6 days.
How crazy.
I know.
It's crazy currency here.
And the frustrating part is knowing that as fast as it drops,
right,
it can always bounce back as fast. So, it came right back. Good uphill current in the zones that we have been fishing for. Three-quarter day, guys, has translated into some really fun calico bass fishing. It's perfect fishing for, if you wanted to bring a kid or a first time out, just to help them build that confidence of, hey, I can get a bait on, I can cast it out and actually catch a fish. I'm not going to say it's every bait, but there's been some stops and some opportunity where it's, if you get a bait away from the boat, you're going to catch a bunch of fish.
That's cool.
Whether or not they're all keepers and legal fish, yeah, who knows? You'll go home with something for sure, but it's been good opportunity for, someone that's been, I need to get my kid out before school starts.
Perfect.
Now's the time to go do that. And it's kind of been on the same scale with our half-day guys, too. Still some good opportunity fishing through the Dana Point area up to the closure there at the south part of Laguna. Some good bass fishing up through there. And then a little stretch of San Clemente. That was a little washed out this week with that big swell that was kind of pushed on the beach. For whatever reason.
Swell? We didn't see any of it here.
You guys didn't see it.
No. Yeah. It was a south.
Yeah. So, big swell cleared some of that stuff out, a little murked up in that little zone right there, but it'll all change. And the fishing at the island has been good. The Fury, he was on a two-day. He had some really good tuna fishing and some yellowtail fishing when they were fishing the Outer Banks there this week for their guys. And then Clemente again. That yellowtail, current dependent for sure. When the current's on, it's been good for those guys. The bass fishing over there has been great. Some real nice calico bass fishing over there right now for them.
Yeah.
And then Catalina, kind of the sleeper. The water there, we got around the east end yesterday and thought, oh, man, the whole backside is going to be washed out. And it was a little washed out in some zones, but the current picked up, was pushing up the back of the island yesterday. Really good exchange on the water back there, 71. It cleaned it up pretty quick.
Wow.
So some great bass fishing back there, some good kelp in some areas on the back of the island there that there hasn't been kelp for some time. Some good bonito across the front if you can deal with the skiff traffic and the sea lions. And, yeah, just kind of across the board, it's all been good. So,
yeah, with all the bait selection that you have, man, that's good
stuff. It's been great. So,
yeah, good
across
fishing.
The board, yeah. So plenty of opportunity.
But you got to make a reservation this time of year.
Totally. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, and it's easy. Just
hit us online at danawarf.com or through your website.
Right on the front page of our website. We have a banner. You can click on that. It takes you right there.
So,
yeah.
Easy stuff.
On that, short bass, fun, action, take the kid fishing, take a friend fishing, whatever. Somebody new to it-ish, better to set them up with a conventional outfit because it's easier to manage the line when you're fly lining, or better to set them up with a spinning rod outfit because they can get the bait away from the boat a little easier, but then not as easy to manage the line when you're fly lining.
Yeah.
You see both all the time.
I see both. I would say for the ease of them, I would go with the spinning rod.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just easier to manage your fishing line. Right. Maybe you might not feel it coming off as easily when you're fly lining, but it's going to give you that confidence of making your cast.
Sure.
Where you can get it to where the bait needs to be to get the bite.
You're getting bites.
You're getting bites. And then, they succeed with that for a couple of trips, and you can kind of, up their game and get them into a more conventional style reel. But I think that's the way to go. And light line, you don't need. We're fishing the kelp. There's some of those guys that are hardcore, braid guys with a heavy leader. You can get by with 12 to 15 pound line would be perfect, and a little bag of small hooks and you're set. Easy.
Perfect. I like it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
213-432-1091. I have a chance to talk to Brian, have a chance to win those half day or three quarter day tickets on there. Jeff in Costa Mesa has a good question. This is a funny story. I have to go with it too. He says, nice show as usual. Bait color. Wooly mentioned selecting the right color, assuming the bait is great. Do you want a green sardine or a brown one? And why?
Oh, man. It's always like that kind of blondish yellow color.
Yeah.
Is that hot looking cured sardine. There's days where, they're more green than blonde. I don't know if it's just a matter of, being more cured out or what. The ones you want to avoid are the ones that have any aspect of red on their skin, right? Missing any scales.
Uniform in their color.
You just want good uniform color with no red blotching or anything like that. And if that means you got to take 20 seconds, hopefully it doesn't take any longer than that.
Yeah.
If it takes longer for you to find a bait in the handle, then us or guys on the boat aren't doing their job right.
Right.
But take a second, analyze, and then make that grab. And get on the hook and over the side?
Yeah, so I was on a long-range trip once, and there was a guy on there, a super good fisherman, and he'd sit at the bait tank and just look for the brightest colored green sardine that he could. He's like, I only fish the brightest colored green sardine. But he got bit. I mean, I don't, you know, what am I going to say, right? It was like, I don't know, I was going to grab one that looks good, like you say.
It goes back to that confidence thing, right?
Yeah.
That's that guy's dream, and he was comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Run it.
That bright green sardine, man. I'm not taking any of those ones that look really good, but there's like a little brownish, right?
I somehow doubt a tuna's going to see a blonde sardine just freight training by and decide not to eat. Really waiting for a greenie here. I'm really going to wait a little bit longer until a green one comes by.
Yeah.
But hey, you never know.
It was clearly working for him. Like I say, confidence, right?
Yeah. Well, the other thing too, you know, especially on, you know, on long range boats, when they're, you know, when they have their trays in the water, and like they move a tray to pull bait out of it. So when the bait's been really dark, like you'll see when a scoop comes out of a box that had the tray in it where it was really dark, like that bait's a completely different color when it's in a really dark box the whole time, and then all of a sudden it hits that bright sunlight too. So who knows? As long as that thing's hauling ass when you put it in the water,
if it's got scales and no red on it, get it on your hook and fish it.
There you go. You have a good one, huh?
I thought so. It's fun, and I sure agree with this guy, which is Rory from Lakeside. He says, good morning, guys. I love the tackle store up at Dana War Sport Fishing, and me being a tackle store guy, I love walking into other shops and seeing how things are merchandised, and I think the crew does such a good job at Dana Wharf. It says, I always pop in there the second before jumping on the express to head over to the island or jumping on one of the trips to Dana Wharf. My question is, how many boats run out of the landing, and what's the longest trip that you guys do? It'd be so much fun to do a multi-day trip out of Dana Wharf and get to fish Catalina, Clemente, etc. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
So, number of boats fishing, gosh, I think we're close to 8 or 9.
Wow.
Plus a small fleet of charter six-pack boats. As far as like multi-day stuff, like Marcus on the Fury, he's the owner operator of the Fury. He's really the only boat that we have at the landing that have berthing and bunk accommodations. So most of his open party stuff's overnight. I don't think he has any plans on doing any open party 2-day stuff, fishing. Catalina or Clemente per se, but he, you know, does spend plenty of time off the beach on his 2-day charters where he's, you know, he'll go fish, you know, the Tanner or Cortez or something, come back into Clemente and kind of, you know, fish his trip that way.
That's a cool trip.
That's a great trip, and it's, you know, been biting is what it sounds like, but we don't really have any 2-day multi-day stuff out of our
multi-day, multi-island thing.
Yeah, and no intentions of doing that.
No, it's just... We don't have the berthing, and that's just not what landing does. Totally. We just don't do it.
Well, let's continue our catch report.
I like it. With the man, the surf guru himself, Gundy Gunderson, no stranger to the harbor of Dana Wharf. What up, Gundy?
What's going on, guys? Hey, Wooly.
Hey, good morning, Gundy.
How are you, Gundy?
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, there's chunks of Gundy in that bait receiver. I'm positive. Right?
I used to know those Opali by their first name. The big chunks. I got a 7-pound Opali off that receiver.
Get out of here.
And it took a muscle, you know, so don't let them fool you that they eat peas, you know what I mean? At a certain point, they go carnivorous.
That's
anyways, hey.
7-pounder.
Really,
those things pull hard, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fish that doesn't need to be very big to pull hard. I can't imagine what a 7-pounder would pull like.
Well, this is the deal. When boats would come up, they'd come out from under the receiver in between the boxes, and they'd pick at the bottoms of the sport boats or whatever boats. Then they'd retreat back into the boxes. So how I got this fish is there was a crack in a box, and I had a special rod that I didn't care about, and I just would fly line a mussel down between the two. And I lost more fish than I landed, but I eventually landed that fish.
That's cool.
That's
well, you spend a little time.
I love it.
You know, you spend a little time on the receiver. We figure these things out, right?
Paying attention.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's cool, Gundy.
Well, they're swimming right under your nose. You got to try to catch them.
Yeah, right.
That's a fisherman's job.
To get you, boy.
Anyways, we got some good fishing on the beach. You know, that big swell come in, and it really caused a little bit of issues with, you know, a lot of salad, you know, kelp and eelgrass and that. And the guys had to work through that. Some guys going weedless. But the bite was really, really good. Some nice catches this week. Hook, line, sinker reported, despite the swell conditions, good fishing. The halibut bite was hot up here. And, you know, it's midsummer, but they're biting like it's spring. And, you know, there's some weird things going on. They also had some squid offshore this week off Santa Barbara, which is pretty strange for August. But I think, you know, we have warm water on the surface, maybe some cool water below. That might be the issue. El Capitan was the hot spot. They had four guys fish from the shop, and one of them had three legal fish, another had two guys had four legal fish, and another guy had five legal fish, all in one session. You know, these fish were just bunched up. 29 to 33-inch fish, so that's, you know, that's not just legal. Those are nice quality fish. Another angler caught, photographed, and released a 40-inch halibut, and that was taken off Goleta on a cherry berry flash minnow, you know. So the key is to find a little cleaner water, and as we go here, the water's cleaning up. But, boy, that's some nice halibut fish, and that's something to look at. The other thing, too, a lot of leopard sharks. This was up and down the coast. Saw a push on those leopards, some up to 30 pounds. And then a gaggle of angel sharks also. I had seven or eight angel shark catches reported, which is kind of rare. But this year we've had several angel sharks reported. So, you know, go figure. The other thing, just fishing reported, the Corbina fishing was excellent in Torrance, Manhattan beaches. You know, the guys from Big Fish said Seal Beach there, Bolsa Chica, Sunset, good Corbina fishing. And they also, they're still catching those halibut, too, in and around L.A. Harbor. They had a 38-inch fish that was taken along Shoreline Drive on a live smelt. That's another nice one. Hogan's reported good croaker action in and around Dana Point Harbor. Natural baits like bloodworms, lugworms, mussels are working the best. My buddy's kid got a 5-pound, 2-ounce along the short jetty there on a bloodworm. That's a real nice fish. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported more good Corbina fishing. They had some of the guys from the shop went out, and they had four and five fish in the session, and I think a 25-inch fish was the best quality fish there. So that's real good fishing. Bloodworms are a good backup. Sand crabs are, you know, a lot of small ones, and sometimes you're not finding them, so make sure you bring a little backup bait. But 25-inch Corbina, nothing to sneer about. That's a real nice fish.
That's cool. Gundy, I got a question. You were talking about those angel sharks and the several of them the guys had. You bump into those things very often, and is it just me, or is that the meanest fish ever? Like,
yeah.
It's the only fish I think I've ever caught where, like, dude, that thing is trying to get you, you know, or you're trying to get a hook out of its mouth. Like, plenty of fish, you know, snap and bite and do whatever. Like, that thing looks at you like, man, I'm gonna get you if I get an opportunity.
Yeah.
I think he's the meanest creature ever made.
That mouth.
Yeah.
After you. Yeah. I don't like him.
Well, it's really an aggressive predator, you know. You'd think you'd catch more in the surf line, but you know, what they do is they kind of do what a halibut does, and they use the edges of their fins to bury in the sand, you know. So they're sometimes it's just two eyeballs. And sure. So they like outside the surf line along the kelp edges and things like that. So, you know, maybe there's a spawning thing that's aggregating them or something like that. But you're right. They are a vicious. They strike out of that sand. I saw some film Shark Week of them eating senoritas, you know, and the little senorita cruises over and it's over with, man.
Well, brother, great report as always, Gundy. Sure appreciate you taking the time to put so much killer info together for us, and we'll look forward to another great one next week. Gotta log off.
All right, you guys have a nice week, man.
Thanks,
take
buddy.
Care, Willie.
See you.
That's awesome.
Sounds like surface place to be right now with
awesome.
The way fishing's going, right?
That's a good report.
Yeah,
we'll take that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way and a whole lot more talking Dana Wharf with our great bro, Captain Brian Woolley. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Summit Gasoline at San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of other
Harvest. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free ice. Summit gasoline low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fast Lane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on an inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip when we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass in the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fast Lane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop. We're right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fast Lane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin, tuna, and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.